This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. You know, businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's Business in Our Backyard is Harvey's on Noble. And I have Sky Owens, who is owner-manager?
I am our event sales coordinator and marketing director.
Okay, you're the owner's
daughter.
Yeah. Okay. And back when, a couple of years ago, when I was doing Business of the Month, I heard the story about Harvey's on Noble, but I loved it, and I want you to tell it again.
Okay. So I like to joke that my parents never had it in their life plan to have a restaurant and event venue in retirement age. But my husband and I, we will have been married for 15 years in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited. And when we were looking for a place to have our wedding reception, we were limited on options. And I knew I wanted to get married in Sylacauga, and so I had to find somewhere to accommodate our large wedding guest list. So,
how large?
We had about 300 people on our list. So my dad had this building, and he had bought the whole Michaels warehouse, I don't know how many years before that, maybe five, six, maybe longer. And Tina Kahn, who's a good family friend of ours, she and my mom went to my dad, and they were like, Keith, you know, like, we could clean this space up, and we could have Sky's reception here. And his first reaction was, y'all are crazy. Absolutely not, because it was so full of stuff. It had become everybody's warehouse, and there was stuff everywhere. And
it's like my house.
So he thought about it for a little while, and I went to him. I was like, Dad, like, I have to print our wedding invitations, and I have to, you know, like, put reception to follow wherever. You know, are you going to do it? And he said, let's say this was a Thursday. He said, I'll let you know on Monday. So Monday rolls around. He said, let's do it. And from that point forward, I did not go into Harvey's again. And so it was a surprise for Dre and I on our rehearsal night. It was our grand entrance into checking everything out. And he and David Leonard and Tina and my mom, and I'm sure so many other people that I can't name off right now, but they transformed a part of Harvey's into Harvey's on Noble for our wedding reception. And then from there, it just kind of caught on, and people wanted to have their events there. And then he expanded on into the building, into what we call our middle room, and then the bar, and then people at the bar were hungry. So then he had a food truck in the courtyard, and then a full-blown restaurant, and here we are today.
Wow. And all this took how long?
You know, it was probably over the course of, like, I don't even know if it was 5 years, because when my dad gets an idea in his mind, it happens. Like, he does not drag his feet. And once he got the vision for Harvey's, it just snowballed. And Sylacauga is a wonderful community, and they really received the idea of an event venue, and then they received the idea of a nice restaurant. And so here we are.
Wow. So you do the marketing.
I do.
What is the most challenging aspect of that?
I would have to say people after an event saying, I didn't know about that. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
How did
you not know? I thought that I had covered all avenues. But it just makes me more diligent on doing my job.
So you do the social media.
I do. Mm-hmm.
And you work with us.
I do.
And then we're in sports now, so all that's being heard at the games. And
any opportunity I have to speak on Harvey's behalf, I take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. We also have email. So if you don't currently receive our email, if you're not on our list, you can join that to make sure that you don't miss anything.
Well, there you go. Okay. What do you wish everyone understood about your job?
About my job or about Harvey's?
Well, you could do both.
Okay. Well, I love my job. I truly love working and spreading the news about Harvey's and what we have, what we offer, the direction we're going. And then I love working with individuals or parties, groups on hosting an event at Harvey's. So I love doing that.
An event planner.
I love it, and I've really feel like we have an amazing gift at Harvey's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-stop shop. Our food with our catering is fantastic. So I love to do that.
Do y'all do wedding cakes?
We do not do cakes. That is, we don't do baking.
Okay.
So you can bring in your own wedding cake. But all of anything else we've got, we can take care of it for you.
Right.
We have a great list of vendors that we work with and that have worked with us over the years, so we can refer people for things that we don't do, like your wedding cake.
Yeah. I saw a little while back about some specialty wines that y'all had.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
One thing that we love to bring to Sylacauga by Harvey's is opportunities for you not to have to travel outside of Sylacauga. So that's why we have amazing steaks. That's when we have amazing wines. And so we do a lot of research, and we work with our vendors to make sure that we bring things that are not accessible in Sylacauga. You can't get it at the grocery store. You can't get it at other places around. And so we do lots of work to make sure that we offer really high-end wines, if that's what you prefer. But then also mid-mark, too, so we can offer something for everyone.
So what's the farthest away you've gotten a wine from?
Oh, gosh. We have New Zealand wines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have from all
okay.
over the world.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Are they popular?
They are. You know, what I've learned about wine connoisseurs is they usually pick a region that they like their particular wines from.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might say Oregon, but some people might say New Zealand. And so we want to be able to offer something for everyone.
And, of course, if you don't have it, you can get it.
Yes, we can. Yes. And that's one thing that we do as well. If people come to us and they're like, do you have this? And we have to say no, then we are researching how we can get it so that we can have something for everyone.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. I'm talking with Sky Owens of Harvey's on Noble, and this is Businesses in Your Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise. This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Sky Owens of Harvey's on Noble. And we got through the wines. That's good. But what is the biggest problem that you have had to deal with over the last year?
Oh, goodness, the biggest problem. Well, we'd like to see problems as opportunities
for sure.
growth.
Yeah.
So ways that we've been able to grow are just making sure that our staff is accommodating to everyone. Restaurant and event venues are known for high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing we really pride ourselves on is creating a family atmosphere, not only for our guests, but also for our team. In fact, we call ourselves the Harvey's on Noble family. It's just who we are, as my parents and myself, like that's just how we like to treat other people. And so just making sure that we have a very welcoming and enjoyable work atmosphere, and that doesn't happen overnight. That takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. So I would say that that's something that we have worked to overcome in the past year.
So how long has your longest employee been with you?
I think Riri is probably our longest employee that's been with us. And I think she's been with us for like 8 years.
Okay. That's a long time in the restaurant industry.
Right.
It is. Is there something specific other than just a family atmosphere that you do to motivate your team?
Well, I like to encourage everyone to treat every single person that walks in like they have a sign around their neck that says, make me feel important. no matter if it's okay. their first time or if they come in every single day. And we do have many, many people that come in. Harvey's is open Wednesday through Saturday, and we have many people that come in Wednesday through Saturday.
Right.
And we don't want them to ever feel like they're not valued or important, because they are. And then we want our first-timers to feel as important as the person that comes in every single day. So that's one thing that we really work to instill in our staff, to treat every person.
Well, you know, I've always said, and this is when I worked other places, you know, the janitor is just as important as the head chef.
That's right. And that's something that I teach my children now.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that we train on all the time. Like, everybody is important.
Yeah.
And even with our staff, you know, like, the very newest person is just as important as, you know, the person that's been on staff at the longest.
Right, because it takes all the parts, mm-hmm. all the parts mm-hmm. to make it come together. Who is your mentor? Who do you look up to?
That's a good question. So I love to look towards female entrepreneurs. I have a background with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I believe that Mary Kay Ash was a true visionary and leader for women in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've read all of her books. I am always looking for people who are doing new things, because everything's changing, especially in marketing and sales,
mm-hmm.
and just ways that I can do my job more efficient and better. And right off, that's who I would have to say that I'm constantly learning and growing from things that I've learned through Mary Kay Ash and her example.
Okay. Things coming up. I have one big thing, Halloween.
Yes. We always look forward to Halloween. It's one of our biggest events of the year.
Mm-hmm. You have something for kids and for adults.
Yes. The kids is new this year. And okay. the reason why we wanted to do that is because Harvey's Halloween party really does not kick off until around 8 o'clock. And our staff is ready. We always go all out, and we have a theme. And so we're all dressed and ready, but the bulk of our guests don't start coming until around 8, and having children,
sure.
My kids are always excited to go to a trunk or treat or just anywhere to show off their costume, because they're so proud of it. So we decided this year to do something different and have a kids edition. And so from 5 to 7, we're inviting the kids to come and show us their costumes and get candy. If you know Riri at Harvey's, she's always giving kids candy anyway. So she will have
is
it.
She really?
Yes. All the kids know where Riri's candy drawer.
Oh
yes.
My gosh,
yes.
That's so funny.
So we're excited about adding that and then kicking off our Halloween party around 8 o'clock.
And you have a costume contest. Do you have a costume contest for the kids, or is it just come get candy?
It's just come get candy. And we thought about doing a costume contest, but the kids might not want to hang out for
right.
the full 2 hours.
Okay.
So this way they can come and go. But then for the adults, we have the costume contest at 10 p.m.
And now you said, Is the theme a surprise, or can you
yes,
say?
Yes, we always surprise
okay.
Everyone with our Harvey's theme. And what we love about this is, because we've been doing it for so many years, people are planning their next year's costumes before they even leave. So it is always so fun. The creativity and the time and effort that people put into it is always so amazing to us. And it's something we look forward to every year.
You know, we had a neighbor that was, I can't imagine, I don't even know what his name was, but it was Monster, and he had the most hideous outfit, and he used to win every year, and until the outfit just fell apart,
uh-huh.
literally. Oh,
it's
my
fun,
gosh.
And people that get into it, they, like, really get into it.
Oh, boy, don't they, though?
We love it. We love it. It's so fun. We do, too.
And, okay, so that's coming up October the 28th,
mm-hmm.
and for the kids, it's 5 to 7 p.m. For the adults, it's 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Harvey's on Noble. Tell everyone where you are.
We are at 280 North Anniston, right here in downtown Sylacauga. If you're at the fire department, we're just diagonally across from that.
Right. And you're on socials at Harvey's on Noble. You're online at harveysonnoble.com.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Any other way that people can reach you?
Of course, you can call. If you don't get us, we might not be there, because we are open Wednesday through Saturday. But you can email us, get on our email list. That's mm-hmm. a great opportunity to stay plugged in.
Well, very good. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks to you for listening and watching us. Businesses in Our Backyard. You can join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around the area. If you like what you've seen and heard, be sure to share us with your friends and give us a 5-star rating.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.